flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day. Wednesday. It's a good one for that.
Oh, yes.
Halfway to the weekend.
Yes, put you back into it.
Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Again, hopefully everybody's doing all right out there. Hopefully you got to stay home. If not, be safe. Seems like the roads are probably going to be getting better throughout the day today. I know they're out there salting like crazy.
Right.
Like when we were walking around to dinner last night in Midtown, it was nuts. Like you had to be really careful and cars were sliding all over the place. By the time I walked over here from the hotel this morning, they had salted the roads to the point where it was all pretty dry and safe. So hopefully everywhere is like that.
Yeah, it's crazy because our house stays in the shade so long,
right?
Buck.
Right.
And so, like, between breaks, I'm going outside and everything, and it's melting. Like the driveway is finally melting and everything. But yeah, because remember the snow last week? Our house was like up here by the front door. We still had snow because the damn shade.
Right. It never gets sun on it.
Sun never gets there, so it was icy on the steps. Mm-hmm. So I was like, make sure I get this done before, you know, one day a damn UPS driver, somebody slips on it and busts their head open on them brick steps. But we were talking yesterday about, snowing down on down there in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And I just saw a snowball fight. I bet there's some stinking-ass snowballs. I bet there's some stinking-ass snowballs.
Even the snow in New Orleans smells bad? Is that
If it's down there in the first quarter, boy.
You're pulling the snow up off the, the sidewalk.
It has now, don't get me wrong, I love the first quarter, but it got a certain stench to it. Got a certain little stench to it.
Never heard of a stinky snowball before, but I have.
Yeah, they'll let that snow get in your mouth.
Don't do that.
Get a tetanus shot or something.
They probably got people out there making like special snow cocktails. Scoop it up.
Hell no.
Hit it with some bourbon, whatever. Hell. The bourbon will kill all the stuff.
Bourbon ain't killing that.
It'll kill it. And just take a drink, you'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. Then a damn ear garage your neck or something. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Immediate radiation.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that might happen to you.
I heard they got 8 inches, like in parts of New Orleans.
I know, man. It's crazy. It's unbelievable.
That's got to be some kind of record or close to one.
No doubt about that. Between that and that, I saw my boy Rob Royal with LSU play. That's my man. We drafted together. He showed somebody on a motorcycle in front of his house, then slid out, stuck in the damn mud on a motorcycle. Like, yeah, if you're not familiar with these conditions, motorcycling in the snow is not good.
No, that's it's a big.
But again, it don't snow down there like that. So
right, people don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. So
this will be fun.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's just live. Yeah. So yeah, it don't go down like that.
I saw a video of somebody ice skating down the street in Virginia Highlands.
Was it here?
Yeah.
I saw the video.
Here.
I don't know. Oh, it's
that
here.
Was here.
Really?
This is a mile from the studio. Somebody just over there in Virginia Highlands ice skating right down the middle of the road.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Because it's crazy because we don't have winter stuff. Like I told you, I had this thick coat of ice on my window this morning. And so, you know, the defrost, it does as much as it can. So I'm like, damn, if I lived in a certain city, like when I lived in St. Louis, I had like the scraper.
Yeah, scraper. Yeah.
I don't have that stuff here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't
have that. You ever tried to do a makeshift scraper? Like you didn't have one? It's like, all right, what am I going to come up with?
Yeah.
Credit card.
Yep, I use a credit card.
Works okay.
But this morning I used
not as good as a scraper.
I used a water bottle. Like just scraped it.
What'd you do? Like crumple it up?
Yeah, I just crumpled it up. Just fold it. It got it.
All right.
And there it was right there.
That's pretty. That's there you go. Randy's just like you said yesterday. You're
I'm a survivor, dog. I'm a survivor, man. You know what I mean? I can do what I got to do. Now, there's these little footprints that are like in the snow around the front door. So I'm like, I'm trying to identify.
You had a visitor.
I think it's Miss Livy's cat.
Okay, could be.
Yeah, it might be the cat.
We'll just take a picture of the prints and put it on social media. Yeah. We got experts on everything.
Yeah,
listen to our show.
Yeah, we might have. Yeah, might be a fox. I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know. It might be something. I mean, you never know.
One of our listeners will know.
Yeah, but yeah, because you don't want man dead. Not me.
You got any remnants? Any scat? Anything like that?
No. I just see the footprints. Footprints are in the front. So
sometimes the droppings will be a dead giveaway too.
Oh really? Oh, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, tracks and scat. That's how you know.
Tracks and scat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I ain't never heard that before.
Now you do. As a survivor, you know this kind of stuff.
Tracks and scat.
That's how you survive out there, Randy. You got to know who's tracking you, who's following you, or who you're following. You're trying to find dinner. What am I after right here?
Or what is after me?
Or what's after me.
Right,
exactly right.
Right. Tracks.
Stay safe out there.
And scat.
Tracks and scat.
Got it.
Keep you straight. All right. Hey, you want to come see us in person? You can hang out on Friday. Spend lunchtime with us at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Be broadcasting live from 11 to 2.
Hey, you think I can get a hotel? Everybody, all y'all getting hotels. Can I get a hotel?
Up in Kennesaw?
Yeah, I got to go to Memorial, too.
Oh, that's right, because we'll be in Marietta tomorrow at Atlanta United's training ground to broadcast. Garth Lagerwey, by the way, going to join us at 12:20 tomorrow. So we can ask him what the hell's taking so long with Miggy. Come on. Step it up. Get everybody all excited and then make us wait. What is this?
Right.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
The hell, Garth.
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The coaching carousel continues to turn. We mentioned it. Haven't really talked about it, though. The Bears are expected to hire Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson.
Right.
Kind of the hottest name out there the last couple of coaching searches. Declined to go anywhere last year. I think a big part of it was thought that they could win a Super Bowl in Detroit. They came up short this year, and so now he's headed to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, they got the hot name, you know, and when you're in a situation where you're that guy, especially when you're the guy on offense with a young quarterback, the expectations are you're going to fix whatever wrong with Caleb. And a lot of it, okay, but then what about the structure of the organization and the team and everything like that? Because I know obviously you're an offense guy, but you got to coach this whole team. I think bringing in Dennis Allen, if that happens to be his DC, is freaking outstanding.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
Yeah, it's very, very smart. And he can get Rizzy, what's his name, Rizzy?
Rizzy.
If you can get him up there to coach your special teams, that's three knockout hires. I mean, it's two knockout hires right there as far as your coordinators. And now, you know, you got to build a staff. Obviously, I'm sure he's put calls out to people and things like that. But, yeah, the ultimate goal of Chicago is to get Caleb on the right side, but you got to be able to coach the whole team at some point.
Yeah, like that's the thing you just can't know. Like what's he going to be like as a leader of an entire locker room of professional football players? The other thing is that I think gets overlooked is one of what led to so much of their success in Detroit. Like, everybody wants to talk about the resurrection of Goff, rightfully so. Incredible what he's done. Running backs. Their offensive line is incredible, and they invested in it.
Yes.
They drafted guys high. They signed guys. They retained guys. Like, that offensive line is probably the best in football.
Yeah, that's why I think Detroit's going to be all right.
Yeah.
That's why I think.
But that's what he's going to have to convince them to do in Chicago, because it's the same thing everybody said about Justin Fields, what everybody said last year about Caleb Williams. Well, they can't protect him. He's getting murdered every single game.
Yes.
Now, Caleb ran into some of it.
And Caleb holds the damn ball too long.
Exactly. He didn't help them out. And Justin ran into some of it, too. But I don't think anybody's going to try to sit here and convince you Chicago's got a great offensive line.
No.
So that's something they're going to have to work on as well. The Colts hired defensive coordinator, former Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. He was the name that interviewed here. Veteran defensive coordinator, been around for a little bit. Now he's headed to Indianapolis. So, I mean, it's not a great situation there, but
no, because Shane is,
they are
right now, and they're in a situation. There's a couple of them out there I like that also, who head coaches. If it starts bad, Andy, then you know Lou could end up being an interim head coach. I mean, and no surprise that the Patriots are bringing back Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
The good thing about him, if they play well offensively, he's not going to get another head coaching job.
So yeah, you don't have to worry about him leaving.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. You don't have to worry about Josh McDaniels leaving to go anywhere. He's going to be there. He's going to be the OC for as long as possible. Now, you know, he was a great offensive coordinator in New England, but he had Tom Brady pretty much the whole time. He was the offensive coordinator in New England, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. The whole time, yeah. Both times.
Yeah, just checking.
Yep.
Just checking. I tell you, the interesting one I saw this morning, Andy, was Liam Cohen, the Bucks OC. He took his name out of the running for the Jags. He's going back. He's probably going to get a big contract. Mm-hmm. That's the situation. If they start out like 3-5, Todd Bowles leaves, he becomes the head coach.
Yeah, there's a chance of that for sure. It's also, I don't know, to me it's a little bit of an indicator of the way people feel about some of the remaining jobs.
That is true.
Right? Like, I think I'll just stay here and be the OC for another year and then see what comes open next year, because some will. Aaron Glenn sounds like he's likely to be the next head coach of the Jets, which, again, kind of one of those situations. Like, I think Robert Saleh is a good coach. Yep. I think Aaron Glenn's got a chance to be a really good head coach.
Right.
I just think that's, if it's not the, it's one of the most toxic organizations in the
NFL.
And it's just hard to succeed there. So I wish him luck if that's where he goes, but that's a hard ask.
It's a hard ask. He's getting the GM from the I think the GM and him were in Detroit together or something like that. And so he's going to be familiar if this is the choice to be the general manager with the Jets. But, yeah, this is a thing where I mean, Aaron's going to go into a situation. He's a great leader, great football coach, Bunk. Leader, all those different things. He played for the Jets a long time ago. And Aaron Glenn was one of those dudes who just, like, wanted to get fined. So he would always wear his uniform the way he wanted to. He was one of them guys.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
AG's, he just get the little, like.
AG used to stay getting fined for uniform
like
stuff.
Like socks,
man.
Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, socks, everything. AG's stay getting fined for
just
something.
Giving away 10 grand
just
every
Sunday.
Just
giving away money, man. Huh. But, I mean, he's a hell of a coach. Who's going to be his OC?
Yeah.
Who's going to be his quarterback? You know,
those are good questions.
Those are good questions that's going to go out there. But, I mean,
they got good players on defense.
Yeah, they do. But hopefully he gets the job and does well and they stay the hell out of his damn way.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is that owner and his kids who make decisions based on Madden ratings. It's a good spot to go to. Why are the Raiders the only team that seem to be legitimately interested in Pete Carroll?
I think they really wanted Ben Johnson. Can't tell me they did not want him. And now you got to pivot. And then that goes back to something like Jacksonville job. Like, why does nobody want to go there? You know, Pete Carroll, I think, you know, the biggest thing with Pete is who's going to be his offensive coordinator, who's going to be his quarterback.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can't tell me you're going to sell me on Daryl Bevel or Schottenheimer.
You're not selling me on any of those guys.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean.
Jeremy Bates.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about that. You ain't going to sell a lot of people on that. But, I mean, Pete's a good head coach. He knows how to build a program. He knows how to set a culture, all those different things. But, I mean, him there alone ain't going to fix things. They got to get a damn quarterback.
No, we know it's broken in Las Vegas. I'm just saying it's interesting to me that 2 years in. Now, last year was weird because the way that it kind of went down with him in Seattle was delayed, and he got a job with the team, so maybe he wasn't actually in the coaching search. There's only one team interested. I think obviously age does play a factor. The dude would be the oldest coach in the NFL if you hired him.
Right.
But, I mean, it was like 10 years ago. You have to think more teams would be interested.
But, I'm with you. But now you're like, is he there? I mean, it still seems like Robert Saleh's out there possibly getting one of these jobs. Well, again, Liam Cohen took his name out of it. So I'm just trying to, who else is out
Liam
there?
Liam Cohen sounds like an Irish singer-songwriter.
It sounds like he could put he put stuff together that slaps.
Sounds like a member of Oasis or something
that. He put together the stuff, that stuff be slapping.
You think Oasis slaps?
I couldn't tell you a song that Oasis sings, my bro.
You can.
I got to hear. You know how I am.
Oasis.
If I hear it, I'm like, but I could not tell you an Oasis song right off the top of my damn head.
No, I don't doubt that. But I bet if you heard like one of the popular ones.
Yeah, if I heard it, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me go Google
it
right now.
No.
Oh, no, because Bo's going to play it.
Yeah,
okay.
Bo can do it.
Right.
All right. Well, okay. Well, later, right? We got to go to break. Oh, he's doing it. Oh, he's doing it. To hell with the break schedule.
Yeah, we're one week in. Hell no, dog. I like getting those good texts.
Yeah, we'll come back with it. Let's see if Randy's ever heard of it. Find out if Randy's ever heard of the most popular Oasis song next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does it got words?
It takes a minute. They want to build it up. They build to it. So far, no?
Okay, yeah, I've heard this before.
You have?
Yes, I heard this before.
All right. Yes.
I don't know the I don't know the song, but I've heard it before.
You recognize it?
Yes, I recognize
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. Oh, yeah. There
yes,
we go.
I recognize this. Yes.
There we go.
Yes, I recognize
it. We were one for three. One of us thought you would have heard it. Two of us thought you wouldn't have heard this song here in studio.
Yeah, I've heard this before. I've heard it. Yeah,
Oasis Wonderwall.
Yeah. Now, who was before me?
I thought you would have heard it.
Okay, thank you. I know music, man. I just be forgetting the name of the songs and the
right.
Name
and
of the
that's bands. That's the hard part of it. Is like just because you don't know the name of the band or the song doesn't mean that you don't know the song or haven't heard the song.
Right.
My hope though would have been hilarious had you never heard the song at all. Because like we did a thing. It was like last Christmas or something. Like you had never heard of Bing Crosby before.
Yes.
You're like, I don't know who that is. It's like, wait, really? Like you never heard of that guy? You're like one of the. He sings all the Christmas songs. Like, oh, not the Christmas songs
not
I listen
Christmas
to.
Not the Christmas
songs
I listen
like,
to.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Like every once in a while, we stumble onto these little areas where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I was hoping that Oasis was one of those, but no, not so fast.
I'm locked in on that, dog. I'm locked in on that, man. I tell you what was funny. I saw something last night, and I guess Coach Saban was on with Channing them yesterday, right?
Oh yeah.
And I guess
I saw some of that.
Yeah, and he talked a lot about what happened in Miami with the whole Drew Brees and all that other stuff. And I just always brings back bad memories because I'm sitting there and they're telling us that he failed this physical. It's like, oh okay,
that Drew Brees failed the physical with the Dolphins.
Yes,
right.
And I'm like, all right, so what are we doing? And then he explained it. The explanation makes me even more mad because Dante wasn't ready either, but they chose to, you know, go with Dante instead of going with Drew. Drew goes and lights it up. Yeah, still irritated the hell out of me to hear it. But then it goes back to Channing always pillow talking about this damn stripper because everybody's like, well, what happened? It was that's why I love him because he did take the blame for it. But he got my ass cussed out because I was the MC of the rookie show.
Okay,
right? I was the MC of the rookie show, and so I had to go to all the rookies get their routines and everything. Right. Okay, so I got everybody, Channing was last. I said, Channing, what you got? He said, Randy, it's going to be a surprise. I was like, Channing, don't F me on this.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble.
You know this dude don't play. I said, don't F me on this, Channing. All right, fine. No, Randy, it's going to be cool. I was like, fine. So all the rookies go, and we have a good time. And then I said, last but not least, here comes Channing and Matt Roth. So Channing gets up there, gets a mic, and he's like, Coach, could you come sit on the stage for us? And I'm sitting there like, oh, man, what's going to happen? And so Coach, good sport, comes.
Nick Saban comes.
Sits in the chair. And then so we're just sitting there. It's kind of quiet. And then Young Jeezy drops. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, what the hell? They about to have a dance off? And so that's what everybody thought. So everybody's getting into it. You hear the beat. And there's a side door to the auditorium where we're at, team meeting room, where it goes straight to the players' lot. So Channing goes over, opens the door, and here comes Tip Drill with a thong and a Jason Taylor jersey. And everybody freaking loses it.
And Tip Drill is the performer's name.
Yes. Very, very talented performer. Very, very talented. Very, very talented.
Got it.
And so she comes in.
An appropriate name.
Yes. And so Nick, like, she tries to come give Nick a dance. Nick jumps up and runs out the chair. She never touched Nick. And so I'm just like, ain't this spot a place? And so that was the last of the night. So it was probably about 9:30, 10. We didn't have no light night meetings. So it was during camp. So I'm going back to the hotel, phone call. Hello? Nick wants to see you, Randy. I'm just like, right now? It's like, yeah, he wants to see you right now. So I got to turn my ass around, go to Nick's office. Nick just cusses my ass completely out.
Ooh.
I was like, Coach, I did not know. It's not, I mean, and so luckily, Channing goes to him and said, Coach, Randy didn't know nothing about it, whatever. So then the next morning, get a call. Nick wants to see all the captains. So, okay. So we go up to the meeting room. We go meet Nick. And Nick was so adamant that this is not get out. He's like, this cannot get out of this locker room. I don't want nobody to know about it. Blah, 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 blah. And we like, fine, no problem. We're like, no. And it never got out, Andy. Never, never, ever got out. Until like 6 or 7 years ago when I was doing Channing Showdown in Miami. And Hoosh was like, hey, Randy, tell us about the stripper. I was like, what? Channing, you actually told these folks this story? I mean, Andy, it was like 15 years ago.
Right. At least he waited until everybody was out of the league.
Nobody said anything all those years.
Saban was gone for years, had won national championships at Alabama.
All those years, but nobody ever said it never got out.
That's actually pretty amazing. Yes. That's pretty amazing that nobody in that whole locker room
never
told that story.
Got out. And all of a sudden, I was like, but yeah, that was the, he damn.
All of a sudden, Channing Crowder has a podcast.
Yep, he brought her in. I was like, oh God, I know he's about to chew my, oh my God. I ain't never been cussed out by a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he laid into him. But
I guess,
I mean,
you know what though, if you're only going to have one,
yeah, man.
Let it be Nick Saban over a stripper.
Yeah, dog.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but oh my goodness, dude. I was like, and Nick was like just red, embarrassed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, how fast he jumped up out that chair when Shawty tried to come give him that lap dance was that was the funny one right there. Nick was like, "No, I'm not going for
that. We're not doing that."
No, man. But so people that wanted, that's the story. It's a lot more funny because there's a lot more cursing involved in it.
Oh,
but
when Channing tells it too, he's the one that put it together.
Yes.
So there's all kinds of other. To say. Go check out that from the Pivot podcast because it was very, very
It was really
funny.
Good.
There was a lot of really good stuff in
there,
too.
There was a lot of good stuff, man. Nick preaches, man.
Yeah, he does.
He preaches, man, and everything like that. But, yeah, but that whole Miami thing, it was just fucking up. The more and more details I get about the whole story, because, like I said, we were on the phone with Randy Mueller and them, and, they were talking to me and Chris and everybody, like, what basically who is it going to come down to and what injury is the one that can go longer, Dante's knee or Drew's shoulder?
Right.
And it was all about, I was like, shoulder. How
you don't
bad
throw
is it?
With your knee.
Because we saw Drew get hurt.
Right.
We saw when John Lynch landed on him and tore his shoulder. We all saw it. Mm-hmm. And so just for him to come back, and then the first year back, he just goes and just.
Yeah, no, they got that one wrong.
Yeah.
And obviously what makes it even worse is Dante Culpepper never recovered from the knee stuff and was never the same. Like he was never the same guy that he was in Minnesota.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it's one of those, it's one of those what-if situations. Like had they made the right choice, signed Drew Brees, Randy probably stays in Miami longer. Yep. Randy probably wins a Super Bowl or two. Yeah,
dude,
Randy probably lives in Miami still. Andy and Randy never happened.
But I might never met my wife either.
Might not have met my wife.
Because the only reason I'm in Atlanta.
More importantly than what I was talking about.
Like, you're in Atlanta because of Ashley.
Yes, that's right.
I came here because Donna said that I couldn't live in Florida no more.
Because sometimes people bring strippers to rookie meetings.
I like the whole state.
What about the terrible parts? Can I live in one of the terrible parts?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't do that. So that's why I moved back to Atlanta.
No?
Yeah, because my wife.
So we're both here for love.
Yeah, we're both for love.
We're here for
love and stability.
I just saw a video from Panama City Beach.
Dude, that's crazy.
In Florida, speaking of Florida. Covered in snow.
Yes.
Like, that is just a sight you thought you'd never see.
Yes.
That's so weird to see. Beaches in general, when they have snow on them, are really weird. It happens every once in a while, like, on the West Coast. Maybe in the Northeast. You'll see that up in the Northeast sometimes. But, like, real, like, beaches with like, white sand and clear water and that kind of stuff in Florida. Having snow on the beach is so weird.
Unbelievable, man. It is crazy. You know what's another unreal thing? Seeing Russell Wilson on the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, that's another way you can tell Russell Wilson's done in Pittsburgh.
he's up there politicking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because they told him. They said, look, all right, you come in here. You can be hurt for a little while. You'll be our starter as soon as you're healthy under two conditions. Don't call yourself Mr. Unlimited anymore, and don't do weird media stuff, all right? If you're going to be weird privately.
Right.
No public weirdness while you're a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers,
right.
All right? And then the day the season was over, he's not a Steeler anymore, contract's over, public weirdness. That's
it. And Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited's back.
Yeah, dog. I mean, but you know what? And I know it's almost draft time and everyone. For the Falcons, we can start talking draft. But, like, they need quarterbacks, man. I don't know where he's going to be, but he's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere, right?
Yeah, no, I think he will be. Yeah. I don't know. He'll be another one of those kind of bridge guys.
Yep, he'll be a starter until he's not.
Vegas, I don't know, Giants.
Mr. Unlimited.
What the hell was he doing?
I don't know, man.
What the hell was he doing when he did that crap?
Thinking he, I don't know.
Was he right?
He got bad advice. There's got to be somebody in your life that says, don't do that.
Who would do that?
Sierra had to say, don't press send.
Ciara has kept us from so many Russ videos.
That's a good point.
I bet she has.
If she allowed that one to go public, yeah. What are the ones that she's deleted?
Like, what was the conversation with her? I would love to hear the conversation she had with him when she told him that jeans need belts.
Jeans needs belts.
Yes.
They don't need to go down past your tops of your shoes.
No.
And no Hawaiian shirts unless you're in Hawaii.
Exactly. And take them damn monarchs off.
He's like, what? What do you mean? This is my style.
This is my style. This
Not
is
anymore,
a,
baby.
This is Russ.
Put on the leather.
This is Russ.
Hey, caller number 6 right now. You're going to win a pair of tickets before you can even buy them. To see Nine Inch Nails in concert.
Hell yeah. I know them.
Another one of Randy's absolute favorite bands, Nine Inch Nails.
But I know who they are.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right. The Peel It Back Tour 2025 on Tuesday, September 9th at Gas South Arena. So that's coming up in September. It's before you can even buy them. Caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. Tickets go on sale January 29th, but Andy and Randy will get you in there before the tickets even go on sale if you're caller number 6 right now. We'll come back and talk to Billy Horschel, who won on the TGL last night. They beat him. They won. The Atlanta Driver 1-0. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Hey, our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Get his reaction to the divisional round weekend, look ahead to championship weekend also. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Yesterday, we got to talk to Justin Thomas the day that the Atlanta Drive were set to make their debut in the TGL. They played last night, they won. Now we're lucky to be joined by Billy Horschel.
Billy!
First and foremost, Billy, thank you for the time today. How are you?
Billy. I'm good, boys. How about you?
Good.
Whew, Billy. Obviously, it was great to win, but we all got to know, all right? The dance. Now, how long did you know you were going to do it? How many times did you practice it?
Well, I think I've known I wanted to do it for at least a couple weeks now. And I practiced it, you know, a few times here and there last week in my hotel room. Yeah, let's just say when I was in my hotel room doing it in front of the mirror, it looked a lot better, and I felt like it came off cross a lot better than I did in the walkout. It's not unusual when I do something that I move a hell of a lot faster than I practice it. So it was a lot faster, and it was over quicker than I wanted it to be, I guess, in my mind. So, yeah.
Like they say, like when the lights are on, things kind of speed up, right? It just kind of sped up on you a little bit. I thought it was great.
It was good. I loved it.
I thought it was great.
Listen, I mean, there's a lot of things that you work into and everything moves quicker and then everything sort of starts slowing down. But when you do something that you're not accustomed to doing, and that is dancing in front of a camera or trying to dance in front of a camera and copy something that's legendary.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to move, at a million miles per hour, and it went fast.
But here's what was cool about it, though, because I chatted with you a few weeks back in mm-hmm. Florida at the media event and asked you, like, what are you guys going to try to do as the Atlanta Drive to represent Atlanta? And you mentioned a couple things that you did last night, but, like, it clearly seems like it was important to you guys to do that. We haven't seen every team doing that for the cities that they represent. It seemed like that was something that mattered to you guys.
Yeah, it did. Listen. Art DeBlanc's been a really good friend of mine for over a decade plus. As I said, I've been to many a Falcons game over the last handful of years. Listen, the Falcons are the number one team I pull for. They've been that way for, like I said, for probably 5 or 6 years now. And so, listen, I may not be from Atlanta, but I have ties there with, AB, with winning the FedEx Cup there in 2014 at East Lake. So, listen, there's ties there to Atlanta, whether it's directly or indirectly. But I think for us to grow this startup, to grow this league, we've got to connect with, our cities. And Atlanta is being one of the best cities that, to be a part of. And just the history and the culture and the music scene and the sports scene. I mean, there's so many things we can connect with. And I you know, I think, you know, for me personally, I want to try and, you know, bring all that together with this this new team, Atlanta Drive.
It looked like you guys were having fun last night. Obviously, you got you come away with the win over New York City. I saw you could your first drive smacked the hell out of it. Now, when you're hitting the ball the way you are on this simulator thing, does anything throw you off as far as, you know, where it lands? Because it looked like the ball, it doesn't roll; it just stops.
Yeah, it doesn't really roll that far. I mean, in the fairways, if it catches a slope, it will. But on the greens, if it's landing away from that little tier that's on there, it will more likely take a bounce and either spin back or stop where it, you know, after its second or third bounce. So, you know, it's a slight adjustment. But I think the thing is that the numbers and how far the ball goes on the simulator for our match was pretty darn accurate to the tee as it would be if we were on the golf course. The ball speed numbers are the same, how far the ball flew. Everything was very accurate, within, I would say, a yard or so. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy numbers.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's something, you know, for the viewers at home to know, like, hey, these are our numbers that we actually hit if we were out into the golf course playing.
Billy Horschel joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, pro golfer, member of the Atlanta Drive. Got a win last night in their debut match in the TGL. Like I said, you'd been there a few times, tested it out, and probably got a sense of what it was going to be like, at least to, you know, kind of putt on the green and hit into the screen and all of that. But was there anything about actually playing last night against the other team that surprised you at all?
You know what? The thing that surprised me is after watching the first couple weeks, I didn't understand, like, why wasn't there more chatter between the players, like them sort of like, you know, the thing that I if we were playing around the golf together, you know, whether you're playing with your buddies or we were out there playing right now, like, I'd be like, you know, trash talking a little bit. Like, that's just fun. That's what you do with your buddies when you're having a good time, if it's, whether it's, you know, a weekend round or whatever. And so I didn't know why there wasn't, you know, a little trash talking going back and forth between the players. And come to find out, the way our earpieces work, we can only hear a couple people in them. And if we had an open earpiece the entire time, then all the noise from the music and the fans and everything just sort of gets really crazy in the ear. So it's a little bit tougher to talk within, you know, between the players, unless you're really close. So that's something that was, I guess, eye-opening to me, because that's something I wanted to do, is sort of trash talk the other team. And so hopefully we can figure out a way to do that a little bit more. But, yeah, that was something that was just I wasn't expecting.
Well, congrats on the inaugural win. We enjoyed watching it, and thanks for the time today.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Billy Horschel there, again, pro golfer, member of the Atlanta Drive. They got their win last night in their first match against New York City. Shut them out, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Held them to the donut.
Beat down.
And you mentioned it. I saw it too. It looked like he was having a lot of fun. It looked like Justin Thomas was having a lot of fun. Yeah. Patrick Cantlay maybe is
he's a real cerebral, chill dude.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Just a chill dude.
They had to, like, force the chain on him.
Yeah. He was like, come on, man.
Do we have to do this?
Come on, man.
All right, okay. Go ahead and do it.
That's exactly what it looked like. Yeah. Come on, man.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different. All right.
They won.
That's all that matters. That's why. That's right. That they won, and that's valuable. Hey, congratulations to David from Stone Mountain. He was
college six.
He's going to see Nine Inch Nails coming up on September 9th at Gas South Arena. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Randy just brought up the Pivot podcast featuring Nick Saban yesterday. I do have a couple of small little chunks of it for you, one of which he does bring up a big regret that he had in his life.
When I left LSU, that was probably professionally the biggest mistake that I ever made. Not because we didn't have success in Miami, because I enjoyed coaching in Miami. But I found out in that experience that I like coaching in college better because you could develop players personally, academically, athletically, and all that a little more than in pro ball.
Which is true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is true. And again, guys, like the first time interacting with him in a football sense on the grass, we were all like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
Right.
You know, this is a damn OTA, we got a quarterback school practice, all right? Sit y'all ass down somewhere with all that damn extra damn energy. But you learn to adjust to it and everything,
right?
Like,
it's an adjustment process coming from being. And look, I mean, he's the micromanager of micromanagers.
And he was like that with a professional football team.
Yeah, it's hard to do with pros, especially as many guys that were on that roster that had, you know, that had a lot of skin in the game, man. There was a lot of successful players on that roster in Miami. Yeah. So to come from a place where at LSU where you could do that and had success doing it, certainly Michigan State and on up. Plus also, got to think too, like, maybe people forget and feel like it was yesterday. This is like 20 years ago.
Yep.
This is a whole generation prior of professional athletes that were just built a little bit different back then, too. So he could sort of get away with that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he saw a real evolution in terms of going from college to pro, back to college, and then this generation of player as well. Saw football change quite a bit.
He did.
So Ryan Clark does bring up the infamous story that you just mentioned in the last segment. So I'm not going to play Nick Saban talking about the story in detail, but the way that it gets introduced by Channing is he kind of tells it a little bit differently.
What do you do if a guy brings a stripper to a rookie show? What's the reaction to that, Coach?
Just for instance.
It happened.
So it is the most – it's the most told story on the pivot about Nick Saban, Coach. And we've only heard it from one side. It's the rookie show. It's Channing Crowder's time. He's going to bring the house down as the closing act.
The closing act.
And when strippers come out, Coach.
Randy McMichael was running the show.
You know, Miss Terry don't know this happened. So. You see what we got to be talking about?
They really did just throw you right under the bus there, didn't they?
I told you. I assume Miss Terry, like, me and Miss Terry had a good relationship when I was playing. She gave me the cookies. So I used to take the cookies to the linebacker room.
Well, Coach, what
if
you
she
can-
knew you did this, you wouldn't get the cookies.
So there it is.
Yeah, man. It was, I'm telling you, dude. That was my boy, though. I love that he's like my little brother. I tell you all the time, this dude would have, he had the code to the garage and would come in and he's on the top bunk in Isaiah's room. And so, I mean, these are the things that Channing did. But yeah, I mean, it just blew my mind because I'm just like, this dude just brought Tip Drill in here. Now, again, if anybody knows Tip Drill, one of the best performers I've ever seen. You know, she's an OG in the game.
What was her specialty?
Dude, she was the pole girl.
Okay.
And, at King of Diamonds, like, they had like 40-foot high ceilings with the pole all the way up there.
Wow.
And she would go all the way up, Andy, and be coming down that thing fast and stop putting the brakes on. And all you see is damn ones. That's all you see. But, you know, just like all things got to come to an end, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if the pole was slick or something, and that was a long way, boy.
Oh, did she have an accident?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Bummer.
Yeah, man.
Were
she's
you there?
Fine. She's fine. No,
okay.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
She's fine and everything, but, yeah, boy, I never the same.
You know, I just recently found out that it's the actual pole that spins.
Right.
They don't have to, like, lube themselves up every time they go up there.
Right.
The pole itself spins. So, yeah,
they don't have to do wet, Bo.
Lube themselves up.
How would they stop? Anyway.
They got
somebody might have sabotaged her. You know?
Like
a jealous younger rival.
I don't know, man.
Went up there with some olive oil.
I don't know, man. Could nobody do, no, nobody, some, nobody did like Tip, man. Nobody.
So glad to hear she's all right, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
that
good.
Is good. In a completely unrelated LSU note, y'all remember the story that I told you about the Paul Skeens autograph rookie card, one of one, that the Pirates said that they were going to give up 30 years of seats and a softball game and all this stuff? Well, it got found. It was ripped by an 11-year-old kid in California, so I'm not sure what exactly it is that he's going to do with it. There are a lot of auction houses that are getting in this kid's ear saying, hey, leave that on the table. Let us put it up for auction for you. And of course, they're ready to take their cut of it. If I live in Pittsburgh, I'm probably giving up the card and taking the seats because I think they do have – that's about $1 million worth of value more,
sure,
depending on where exactly they are. What are you going to do if you're a kid in California, though? That's kind of strange.
Give me the money.
Yeah, you got to sell it. I mean, that's a long way.
Are y'all leaning on the Pirates to give you money, or are you just taking the card and selling it?
Do you see what they do with their do you see what the Pirates do with their salary?
Yeah,
they don't pay
them.
Don't sell it to them.
Yeah. So what are they doing giving up $1 million for a baseball card if they can't bring any players?
That's a great point. But yeah, that's a great point, Randy. I'm not selling to the Pirates. They're going to lowball me.
Hell yeah. You see what they do to their players?
They don't pay anybody over there. Yeah, sell it to an auction house. and let the, I don't know, they get their cut, whatever, but they also really want to drive the price up, too. They're pros at driving the price up.
I think you'd probably get a milli for it.
Probably.
11-year-old kid, his parents probably going to take half of it from him.
No, the hell they ain't. I'm emancipating myself.
That's the second day in a row we've been emancipating children on this show. That's funny.
I'm out.
Oh, there we go. Speaking of children, here we are.
What am I listening
to? We got frozen.
Oh, God.
Let it go.
It's cold outside. We're going to let it go.
We are? All right.
It's warming up.
It's warming up. I did get to use that the first time, though. The second time it snowed, she didn't believe me that Elsa came back. I was like, well, Elsa must have come. I tried it again yesterday. She's like, I don't think so, Dad.
She just sent Olaf.
Oh, yeah. The snowman. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.